Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 9th of June, A Wife's Response. The grief that a woman experiences when her initiatives within a family are treated with indifference by her husband indicates that her end is still in herself. By this we mean that who she is and how she expresses herself are based upon her own knowledge of good and evil. There is no doubt that this is a point of real pain and distress for her. At the point of pain, as a wife acknowledges that she is crucified with Christ, she is able to recognize and to put off the desire to cultivate life in her own image. Her confession is, "It is no longer I who live." The works of her self-righteousness are no longer the basis for the verification of her identity. Having been conformed to Christ's death, her end is no longer in herself. She now lives by Christ's life, and her end is in his obedience. Instead of striving for equality through the exertion of her natural strength and capacity, she humbles herself in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. She is able to receive the word and direction of the Lord in submission to her husband, even when the circumstances in her family remain less than ideal. This is the context of weakness in which she is able to obtain grace and adorn herself with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. This is the unique portion of the divine nature that belongs to her name as a wife and mother in the house. Her faith, which she receives by hearing the word, is enabled by this capacity of love which is poured into her heart by the Holy Spirit. Her motivation is no longer to reveal herself and her own will, but rather to reveal her husband and Christ in the context of the home. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9 and 10, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 and 4, and Romans chapter 5 verse 5. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 3.